Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, in June of 2004, Don Hayfaker was a first lieutenant with a military police unit. And her unit, and we'll get her to tell us a little bit more about it, was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade, and she was injured. And I'm going to get her to tell us about that in just a second. Don is the president of Hayfaker & Associates. I believe that's the name of her company. And she's with us now. She's in Dallas. She's part of the organization the conference that we were just talking to Mr. Charles Cervantes about that's going on right now to help disabled veterans get their small businesses going and to get access to government contracts to help them out a little bit. Don Hayfaker, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Thank you.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I was a military police officer, like you said, serving over in Iraq. I was a platoon leader leading a platoon over in Bakuba. And unfortunately...
Where is Bakuba?
Bakuba is about 35 miles northeast of Baghdad.
Northeast, okay.
Yeah. And so we were running a police station up there, and
you were on the ground, you were planted in the ground, so to speak.
Exactly.
And so you were kind of for this RPG, you were a little bit of a sitting duck there, weren't you?
Well, yeah, we were mounted. We were in a vehicle, on a patrol, just near our police station, came around the corner, and was ambushed.
Right. And what happened?
Well, you know, the RPG came through the cab and took my arm, injured one of my squad leaders as well, caused some other nasty injuries, lung injuries. And what that meant for me was basically, ended my tour early. I woke up at Walter Reed Army Medical Center a couple weeks later out of a coma and, came to the harsh reality that, I was no longer going to be able to serve in the military in the same capacity.
You lost your right arm.
I did.
Yeah. And now, could you have gone back in the military? Could you have served like that? Would you have been allowed to go back and not return to your unit, but to go back into service?
I probably could have stayed in the service. I mean, they do... they do a good job, and when I say they, I mean the Secretary of Defense was supportive of keeping you the wounded in the military, but obviously, trying to basically match you up with a job that you would be able to do, so I would no longer be able to be deployable and things like that.
Right. So you decided to get out and start your own business.
I did.
Which you did, and so tell the audience what you're doing right now.
So right now, my company, basically it's me and a couple of my closest colleagues. We've set up a small business. We do consulting. So we are a service disabled, veteran-owned, women-owned, hub-zone small business out of...
You should never have to prospect. You should have, with all those designators, you should have all kinds of access to government contracts. So now when you say consulting, what do you do? What kind of consulting are you doing?
Basically, our customers right now include the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, the Department of Defense, the Army, and
what are you? What are you doing for them?
And what we do for them is basically, we provide, we have the capabilities and professional competence to help defeat threats in the world today. I mean, basically, we were on the ground.
You're providing security consulting for these organizations.
Right.
I see.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm talking, policy level consulting where we go in and help them understand what the needs are and then how to implement them. And, we can also red team some of the programs currently in place, where the weakness is, and how you can make it better.
Now, to qualify as a service disabled veteran organization, at least 51% of the company has to be owned by somebody who fits that category.
Correct.
Okay. And certainly you do. What are you doing there in Dallas? What's your purpose for being at this conference there in Dallas for Service Corps, service disabled veterans?
Well, I think my purpose is twofold, really. I mean, first of all, I'm here to learn. You know, I am. It is very hard to get access to government contracts, and you know, as a small business, you basically need to learn how to take advantage of that and how to get to the client, and then you know, prove to the client that you can do the job, so they're comfortable. You know. Giving business to your company. And second of all, you know, I think I really believe in this mission. I believe in what Mr. Cervantes is trying to do, and you know, want to help support them and want to give sort of a face to the new generation of service disabled veterans. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of this legislation is the product of the Vietnam generation lobbying hard for what they think, you know, ought to be. And so, you know, we need to sort of pick up that torch and carry it.
And do you feel this program is effective? The Service Disabled Veterans Organization, veteran-owned small business program. Do you feel that it's a good one?
I mean, I think it is. You know, I've seen sort of the blueprints, I guess you can say, and you know, they're just trying to implement it now. So it's really hard to tell. You know, I think it's a success that they've actually got it passed and up and running. But you know, we'll see. If it gets the small businesses, if they hear about it.
And by the way, folks, I've got to stop you. Here's the website for what's going on there, folks. acq.osd.mil, and look for the OSBP program, the Disabled Veterans Program. Give us your website, please, Don, before you go.
Oh, well, we have a website. It's actually not up and running, halfacreandassociates.com.
All right. Well, it will be soon, folks, so check that out. Hey, Don, again, thank you for your service. God bless you.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with Mr. Don Lambro. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.